Today, I'm thinking about my students at Southern Oregon University. This week, I'll meet with them in my classroom for the very last time, for I'm retiring from teaching at the end of this term. Not because I'm burned out, but because, at 61, I want to turn to other projects that have beckoned me for a long time. For the past 6 years at SOU, students have dropped in on me at my office to test their worldviews, to seek advice, and to ask for help. They've let me enter their lives, and in so doing, they've enriched my own. These years have also taught me about the magic of human development. When a student's eyes light up in the classroom as if to say, "Aha!" I have urged my students to challenge me, and they have often done so, causing us to become fellow learners. I once had a student who was so disgusted with a textbook I chose that he wrote a scathing critical review of it. The review was published in an academic journal. His act of rebellious academic effort will always be one of my favorite teaching moments. Another student of mine was a single mother and had waited on tables until she put her sons through high school. Then, with a Ford Family Foundation scholarship and several other grants, she quickly became a straight-A student. Her thirst for education took her on to an MBA program, which she has now completed. She was the first in her family to ever go to college, and her professors changed her life forever. Teaching has been a wonderful ride, but now the time has come for me to devote more time to writing. I don't want to look back in 15 years and wonder whether I could have published a couple of books that I've toyed with for years. It won't be easy to say goodbye to my students, many of whom don't want me to leave. One of them thanked me for teaching her how to think rather than what to think. Another thanked me for pushing him harder and further than he thought was possible. This is the wonderful thing about teaching, watching self-imposed limits crumble under the weight of academic rigor. I thank my students, past and present, for the opportunity they gave me. I'll always carry them in my memory. Someone once said, "Teaching is not a lost art, but regard for it is a lost tradition." This is unfortunately true, especially in Oregon. But having sojourned in the classroom as a visiting professor, my regard for those who have made a career of teaching is very high indeed. This is Les O'Coin.